Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku app yethu noma ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Reading from Exodus 33, verse
1,
it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey.'" Isn't this wonderful, family? They had finally, after generations and generations of promises, they had finally gone to the place, the time, and the space where God was going to fulfill that promise. That the promise that was made generations before they were even born, now it was the divine time for them to walk into those promises. It was wonderful. God is saying, leave this place. Leave this place and go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. And God is saying, I'm going to even, you know, give you victories, because where you're going, I'm sending you with an angel, and he's going to drive out the, you know, there's a list, the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, all these people. I'm going to drive them out for your sake, and you can step in to the promised land, the land that I promised on oath to your ancestors long before you were even conceived. This was so wonderful. And now, this is relevant to us because, you know, we are living in days when we are fulfilling scripture. The things that were prophesied by Daniel, the things that were prophesied in the Old Testament and in the New Testament by the apostles, by John, the revelator, by Jesus Christ, we are stepping, we have stepped into those days. It is time for the fulfillment of prophecy. We are stepping into a time when promises are fulfilled. The Bible says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. It is time for that promise to be fulfilled, and many other promises. But then when you finish reading the scripture, he says, "But I will not go with you, because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way." So the condition of their heart was causing God to say, yes, my word is true, I'm going to fulfill it for my servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but I'm not coming. You can go with the angel. They will go and conquer the enemies, drive out the enemies before you, but I'm not coming with you. The condition of our hearts, family, as we step into the promises that God has given us, what is the condition of our hearts? You know, the Bible tells us about Isaiah. In chapter 1, the Bible says, during the reign of King Uzziah, the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. And then he gave him instructions what to say. He went and prophesied on behalf of God. Then you see it again in chapter 2. He's still prophesying. Chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5. In chapter 6, he gets a vision. He is gobsmacked in the presence of the living God. He's seeing the throne room. He's seeing the seraphim. He's seeing the glory of God. And you know what happens? For the first time, he says, "Woe is me, because I'm a man of unclean lips and I live among people who are unclean." Then he suddenly starts to see the condition of his own heart. The Bible says it is the Lord who makes us holy. It's the condition. We do not want to be those when judgment comes that say, "But Lord, I did 1, 2, 3 in your name," because we looked at the acts, we looked at the promises, the fulfillment, and thought that he was with us. What is the condition of our hearts? The Bible says in the last days there will be those who have a form of godliness but denying its power. Do you know that the power of the gospel, first and foremost, is the salvation of humankind? It's able to transform mankind. It's able to cleanse us from all sin and make us, you know, the Bible says, Christ is coming for a spotless church without wrinkle. And we are a work in progress. None of us will be perfect yet, but he is perfecting us. But then he says, do not be like a mule when I'm guiding you, when I'm leading you somewhere, when I'm telling you, I don't like this. Don't be that stubborn mule that will not come and be pliable in the hands of God. The Bible says we are the clay and he's the potter. Let us not be the clay that has hardened in the shape that it has taken. Let us continue to be pliable in the hands of God. Let the nature of God grow in us so that we can walk with him step by step. It is not the gifts that are going to open the kingdom for us. We can walk in what seems to be, you know, the peak of godliness, but the secret is in the relationship with him. What is the condition of our hearts? Are we saying Lord, Lord, and not doing what he commands? Are we pliable in his hands? So Moses, when God says this, he says, if you're not coming with us, don't even take us up from here. There's no point. Where are we going where God is not there? Where are we going? Why are we even there? Why are we even here if he's not in the middle of it? So the most important thing, more than anything, more than serving, more than fulfilling the promises, more than claiming, declaring warfare in the spirit, the number one thing is our relationship with him. Now the book of Leviticus 22 says, the Lord is talking to the priests as they are going to go and minister in his presence. He says, the priests are to perform my service in such a way that they do not become guilty or die for treating it with contempt. I am the Lord who makes them holy. We need to have our hearts and our relationship with God first and foremost, right? Let him be pleased with us. You see, Cain and Abel, they both bring a sacrifice to God, but God accepts only one. Why is that? The conditions of the heart. The Bible says it was through faith that Abel brought a better sacrifice. And the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith is where in the heart. And God says when Cain is thinking, this is not fair, why is my offering? We both brought an offering. Why is my offering not accepted? Then God says, if you do right, will you not be accepted? Which means he was not doing right. He brought an offering. So you can bring your offering. You can bring your service. But what is the condition of your heart? Is it pleasing to the Lord? You see King Saul and King David. King Saul is rejected and King David is a man after God's own heart. What's the difference? The heart. King Saul cares more about what people are saying. And he's not pliable in the hands of God. He's pliable in the hands of the people because he does not want to be left. He doesn't want to be rejected. He doesn't want to have someone else more admired than him. And yet King David, in his even when he falls, his heart is towards God. His heart, his longing. He says, as the deer pants for the waters, so my soul longs for you. Your heart. Your heart. What is the condition of your heart? And this is the word bite for today.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.